Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ozzie Guillen.
I'm the captain of the boat.
Former White Sox manager.
I mean, I don't know how much payment I watch.
Can I go to watch the All-Star game? Hell no.
Talking the latest around Major League Baseball. Ozzie Guillen.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score. It's always a joy to talk to Ozzie Guillen. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Ozzie, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Ozzie.
Good morning, guys. Long time. What's going on?
Great to talk to you. The start of the season right around the corner. We are excited that everybody's in training camp. And obviously the big story in baseball has been the cheating scandal, the Houston Astros exposed for what they were doing. And we've talked a little bit about the idea of payback for them. I think somebody set the over-under on hit batsmen at 83.5 times this year. And, I mean, they're actually taking book on how many times guys are going to get hit as a result of it. What's surprising maybe is that I think when this first started, there was this feeling that there wasn't a lot of indignation from people, and that might mean that everybody was doing some form of this. But lately, we've seen a lot of Major League Baseball stars come out and kind of talk about it and rail against it. What's your take on what happened with the Astros and where baseball is at right now?
Well, you know, it's very, very, very sad, very embarrassed. I think this problem with the baseball right now is unreal. It's unreal because nowadays we can find so many great things about the game all the time. Every year something come up, but this is since 1964. That was the year I born. I never had anything even close to that damage to the game. And wow. Yes, they did. They did a little bit of punishment, but then people was waiting for a bigger punishment. And that's the reason I think the players continue to talk about it, and people around the world are still talking about it. And to the day they did not hit the punishment the way that people think, that will continue on. I think we're only about a month of the season. I think next 2 weeks will be very crucial for the game. We're not going to forget. No, we can't forget that, because that's one of the ugliest situation baseball have in so many years. But we have to hurry up and start move on with the game, because, you know, we talk about baseball. This, I think this is the best all season about baseball, but we talk about the wrong thing. You know what I mean? I hear people, kind of players apologize to it. I think some people say they're going to read. You know, going ahead, Dusty Baker asked, you know, to don't hit anyone or protection. I think that's part of the game. We have to wait and see when the season starts how another team is going to react. But when you hear players like, they never talk at all, like Trout, Giancarlo Stanton, make comments, you have to listen very careful, and you know it. Baseball right now got in a little bit of trouble, and we have to clean it as soon as we can.
Ozzie, we're at this point because Mike Fiers told the story to The Athletic, and obviously everything started there. And the baseball, sport of baseball finds itself in the situation because of that, largely because of the investigation that followed. Do you view Mike Fiers as a brave guy who helped clean up the sport or helped clean up the game, or do you view him as a snitch, as David Ortiz called him yesterday when talking about his role in all this?
Well, you know, I grew up in the 80s. I grew up saying, you know, whatever happened in the clubhouse, stay in the clubhouse. We're in 2020. Nothing stay in the clubhouse. Nothing stay in your house. Everybody know exactly what's going on. Always somebody got to know something. But in the meanwhile, I tip my hat to him, because what I read and what I hear about Major League Baseball noticed this situation a little while ago. And I think, to me, this guy saved the game, put the game in out there to say, we're doing this. Baseball is doing this. We had to clean it up and make a better baseball game to compete. And I think it wasn't fair. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking to people, you know, Joe Girardi have a chance to be in another World Series. If Joe Girardi win the World Series, he will be a Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? And it costs a lot of people's job. We just talk about the GM and the manager, but we don't talk about players got sent down, not have a job, went through a lot of bad situations. That's my point. Win the World Series is not easy. If that was easy, they repeat at the World Series. They're not. It's not easy, and you know how hard you work on it, and when you see that happen and you play against them, wow, it's hurt. It hurt big time. My wife asked me a couple of days ago, say, hey, what happened if the Astros was doing to you in 2005 and you lose? I said, I'd be waiting for everybody in the parking lot to fight.
Right. There's a feeling of like that from some people, and we certainly
heard. I'd be waiting for them in the parking lot to fight, because I think it was unfair. It wasn't right. And it's just something that's very sad. But this is an ugly, dark cloud going through baseball right now. And you don't want to move. That cloud is still there. You don't want to move quicker. We have, hopefully, good weather coming on. We blow that away. And we start talking about good, great baseball back with us. And but the London, I think, to me, people waiting for something, for bigger punishment. And if that not happened, we'll be talking about this for a long, long time every day, and you got to deal with.
And you know, Ozzie, obviously, it's not just Houston. Houston, Alex Cora, when he left Houston, brought it to the Red Sox, and that's under investigation right now, and he has been fired from his job, and I don't know that he gets another one after this. You know him well. You obviously were, you know, you and Joey, we always think of Joey on your staff. What's your take on what happened with Alex Cora, and what will happen with the Red Sox? Is it, you know, does the commissioner have to rethink the punishment with the Astros and then add it to the Red Sox if indeed this is going on in two different places?
Well, if that happened to the Boston Red Sox, I think the commissioner should know by now exactly what's going on. We're waiting. I just talked to Alex a couple of days ago, nothing about the situation, because I don't want to touch that situation. Alex is still my boy. I love Alex like my own son. I not agree what he did. But also, when this big, big, big thing happening, we cannot punish just a couple guys. It's more people involved. It has to be more people involved. And when you're punishing just two, three, four guys, that's not enough. And And Ale was part of that, yes. Bertrand was part of that, yes. But meanwhile, everybody playing was part of that. Because I told the guys, hey, we're going to do this. If I don't agree with him, I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm 30 years old, 24 years old. I'm a grown man. I ain't do that. But when that happened, I think everybody should be involved. Everybody should have to pay the price. If something happened in Boston, we're waiting for it. I'm not waiting for anything good. to Alex. Obviously, he's my boy, but it'd be a shame. I'd be upset. I'd be sad. We should be no better than that. But as I talked to Giancarlo, you know, I hear Giancarlo trying to say, they say I'm sorry or apologize just because they get caught. Mm-hmm. They get caught and they say, oh, you know, I'm sorry. You know, it's like, you know what I mean? It's something you can describe that. You're upset, you're sad, you not believe that. But in the meanwhile, it's happening. Ain't got to go through it. And I think the Alex guilty. They got to bring the punishment to him the hardest they can. I talk to Alex almost every day. I just talked to him yesterday, like I said before. But I not agree what happened. I not agree what the situation is with the game. And hopefully the commissioner hurry up and get the punishment the quickest he can. Not just Alex, everyone. And making, you know, drop the hammer. And commissioner had to I told our junior a couple of days ago, commissioner got a situation right now, he can be a hero or can be a zero on the game. Mm-hmm. When I hear people talking players on respect the commissioner of the game and calling Maine, it's sad. It's sad because all the sport look up to baseball. Especially, you know, back in the front office, and everything was so great. All the song, everything just broke down in just a month. Mm-hmm. And you will see. If they're not punishing the way they should, every day something will come up. Some media guy, some member of the clubhouse, some people who work in the front office. If people work in the front office, they get fired. Say, okay, you're going to fire me? All right, I talk. This guy, that guy, that guy, we all do this. Then he's going to continue on and on and on and on. And I think that's going to be a problem to resolve. But we got to move this thing the quickest we can because, you know, we don't want the young fans, but they want young people to watch our game. We don't want them to grow up with that image. We want to grow up with the image of the great players, the great games, and hopefully that happens soon.
Ozzie, from a manager's perspective, if you're Dusty Baker, you know what's coming next. Mully alluded to the number of over and under, and people are speculating on how teams will retaliate against the Astros. How do you protect your players if you're Dusty Baker? Do you, you know, obviously make a concerted effort to business as usual, or do you have a different approach this season because of the realities we all just discussed?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Like I say, I grew up in baseball now is a bunch of kids managing and people doing stuff and they tell you what to do and you know, you have to work together. But don't, if somebody hit me, I will hit somebody else. And you let them know this is 2020. This is not a 19 or 18, 17, 16. I didn't manage this ball club and you have respect my players. If something happens, you hit me, I have to protect my players, no doubt about it. That's the way Dusty grew up. And I was laughing because Dusty was asking that you need protection. I said, no, stay quiet. They hit you. You hit the first one, it's on the plate. And then you made that across. If you're going to hurt my players, I'm going to hurt one of yours because that's the way baseball it should be. What's going to happen? We got to wait. They have things in Vegas, like how many times they're going to get hit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's ridiculous. That's sad. That's embarrassing. Like right now we talk about, okay, this team could get hit. People bet money about how many times they're going to get hit, how many times. You know, you're going to hit the two guys. That's easy. Altuve is what, 5'4"? And Bregman is about 5'7"? You know what I mean? And the biggest one they have is Correa. He's not a big boy either, you know what I mean? And that's a advantage to the team you're going to play against them. But if you hit somebody and then he won your best player and somebody you hurt, this thing we will continue to talk about. We just got hit because they cheat. And that's, you know what I mean, that's something, that, you know, you can put a warning before the season starts. Like, you hit one of the guys, we're going to put, you know, I mean, we're going to suspend you. Then you're protecting somebody. They really don't do anything good for the game.
Ozzie, thanks a ton. Appreciate your forthrightness and talking about the subject.
Great
really
talking
do.
To you, Ozzie. Yep.
All right, guys. Take care.
Yep.
That's Ozzie Guillen. Wow. I mean, that's
honest,
that's strong.
And
yep.
strong.
Yep.
And he's friends with
Alex Cora.
And I mean, he's
friend. He talks to Alex every day.
And he still said, drop the hammer.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm mad at this guy, the pitcher that came out talking about it, and let me tell you why. Oh, after you make your money, after you get your ring, you decide to talk about it? Why don't you talk about it during the season when it was going on? Why you didn't say, I don't want to be no part of? Oh, now. So you look like a snitch. You know what I mean? Why you got to talk about it after? Why don't you, that's my problem, you know. Why nobody say anything while it was going on? People is not stupid. You know? Like, if I heard that, if I'm a fan that come to the stadium every home game like we have, at some point, I'm going to hear that banging. And I'm talking about as a fan, okay? And that's going to come out. How come there's this banging going on every time we are hitting? You know, like, it was something that it was, from what I have seen, seemed like it was something that it came to the point that it was obvious, too obvious, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a huge distraction for the game for a while. And you don't want that.
Never rat on your friends. Always keep your mouth shut.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That is the voice of David Ortiz. He came out and said that he thought that Mike Fiers looks like a snitch now for exposing the Houston Astros. I got to tell you, I didn't think that was a very strong statement on his part. I didn't enjoy the logic of it or anything he had to say. I thought when Pedro Martinez talked about it, and his argument was, why are you going to the media? Why aren't you going to baseball? Why aren't you going to the team and then to baseball and then go to the media? He felt that there was a protocol to letting people know what was wrong that Mike Fiers did not follow.
Everything's about execution and how you do something. Pedro Martinez had a pretty nuanced argument, and he wanted to, as you say, he thought the method was maybe the choice that was the wrong one, not necessarily coming forward to try to make the game better. And that's what Mike Fiers, I think, was trying to do. I don't need David Ortiz, a steroid cheat, telling me who is and isn't a snitch.
Whoa, hold on now. I think he's argued that he never actually cheated.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So if I hear you correctly,
Sammy Sosa has two.
Okay.
So welcome him back with open arms, Cub Nation.
If I'm listening correctly,
okay,
you can help me. They need to vacate all of these Boston Red Sox championships. Don't tell Theo.
That means Theo has one ring, not three?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this first one at least was a little bit questionable. Look, David Ortiz is strong, and there's a lot of people that believe what he just said in the game. Old school, you know, the honoring the code, what happens in the clubhouse, stays in the clubhouse, that kind of thing. And Ortiz, if he would have stopped there, maybe it would have been okay. But then he suggests that home fans who went to Minute Maid Park should have noticed that there was banging on the garbage can. So is he carrying that out to say that a fan should have come forward and said, oh, security, security. I think they're cheating over there with some sort of elaborate scheme because I keep hearing this thump.
I don't want my team to win. Please do something about
come
this,
on.
Please.
How ridiculous is that logic? How ridiculous is that comment? Look, David Ortiz is entertaining when he's talking about baseball and when he's talking about hitting and when he's talking about things with Frank Thomas. I get a kick out of that kind of thing. But this, come on.
It's stupid. Frankly, it's just a dumb argument, and it's a little disappointing coming from a guy like that. But as you say, I think that if indeed you are a steroid cheat, then, you know, how do you – I mean, look.
You lose credibility when you make these kind of arguments,
well,
right?
It's just – it goes back to, you know, if people are messy in their personal life, if people are messy in their private life, people are messy in their public life, you would think that they'd be messy in their professional life, right?
Well, I don't know if I would take that leap necessarily. I don't think you need to. I think when you look at David Ortiz's approach to bending the rules, if you are going to bend the rules at work in the game to take PEDs, then you're more likely to cheat other ways too. I guess that is the connection. But I tell you what, David Ortiz was disappointing. But what we just heard from Ozzie Guillen was refreshing. I did not expect Ozzie to take the tack that he took. Did you? I mean, I did not think he would be as, like, okay, number one, I think everybody agrees there's a dark cloud over baseball right now.
Yeah, I think that's the big problem that Ozzie has with it.
But I give him credit for having the nuanced view of this in that he considers Alex Cora like a family member, and we knew that before we talked to him. Maybe that's been why it's taken him so long to address this. But he says he knows it's coming. And he deserves what's coming, but he still loves him.
312-644-6767. Bob's on the road. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, listen, what I wanted to just respond to the Pedro Martinez, you know, why didn't Fears go to baseball instead of the media, or went to the media first? I think if he would have gone to baseball, they would have tried to cover it up. I mean, they did it with steroids. Why wouldn't they do it with this thing?
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah. It's a solid argument. I think that, again, if I'm hearing Big Poppy right, his argument is that the timing was wrong. Why didn't you do it before you got a ring? Why didn't you do it while it was ongoing?
Why didn't you do it when you were getting a World Series share?
Yes.
When you were getting paid.
Right.
That's what bothers, I think. This is coming down to an economic equation. Because as Jonathan Lucroy talked about yesterday, it's the money that was made and the people that were deprived to make money because their careers were shortened or whatever, that or they didn't get the playoff shares, that is bothering players the longer this goes on.
Do you like the argument that the players at the very least should give back their playoff money? That somehow they made what, $430,000 or $450,000?
It's really hard to do now.
How is the union going to allow?
Who's still got the $450,000 they made?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
He's got that.
That's long gone.
If you're the 26th man on that roster, or if you're, you know, somebody who, I just don't know that that's practical.
Return the Cadillac, return the fur coat. It's just like Goodfellas,
That's right.
Don't make
Send
a scene.
Robert De Niro in.
Don't make a scene. Take it back. Get it off and take it back. Take it back.
By
you're
nothing.
Saying, you're saying bodies are going to be showing up all over Manhattan or whatever
that.
Happened.
Please
to
tell
that
me we're not going to get Carbone in the truck there. Please, that would be bad.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I knew about that 2 years ago. It was going on. And I know it just recently came out, but everybody in baseball, especially in that division that played against them, we were all aware of the Astros doing those things. And it was up to us to, you know, outsmart them, I guess you could say. which is kind of hard when you have a computer program that breaks your signs. But, you know, we actively changed signs. Almost every pitch we were changing signs. And you had to, because they had them. They would relay them to second. They were stealing them from first, too, from between your legs. So they were actively, they had a very intricate system going on. We were well aware of it. And it was a challenge, especially very, very, it was a mental challenge to really overcome that. And, you know, it's easier said than done, but, you know, it's a shame. And I'm glad it came out and it's been brought to light because it needed to. It was getting out of hand. And, you know, I was in that division for 3 years, you know, on different teams playing against them. And there were times that they were on every single pitch. And you're like, how are they doing this? How is this happening? And when we found out how, we were like, okay, we got to start changing signs up a lot. And we did. And, you know, the swings actually got worse whenever we started to change the signs up all the time. It was crazy. Some of the pitches they would take, it was like, man, these guys are the best hitters I've ever seen, you know? And it's like I said, it all made sense whenever I found out, you know, whenever we found out how they were doing it, it all made sense. And then it was like, what are you going to do? I was with Oakland then, and we had let MLB know, and they had just called and said something. They kind of just said something to them. They didn't go through the whole investigation. It wasn't until Fires came out publicly that they went and looked at it really hard.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of Jonathan LaCroix, who played for the Rangers, the Athletics, and the Angels at various points against the Houston Astros.
Strong. He even had an example yesterday about talking when the pitcher was Edwin Jackson, a veteran, and so he was able to change the signs almost every other pitch because he had a veteran, but that was the challenge against the Astros. And Mully, he addressed what I think a couple of texters had alluded to. The A's were aware of this to the point where they had gone to the league and said, hey, this is happening. And I think other teams as well said, this is happening in Houston. What happened with Mike Fiers was he told a reporter from The Athletic details, and the public airing of this forced Rob Manfred's hand, and it made the investigation and the punishment more public because I think that people knew about it and were waiting for them to act. So that was the difference between going to a reporter and telling the league.
So in other words, you know, the idea of following certain protocols is irrelevant because they did and nothing happened.
I think they stopped trusting the system.
Yeah.
I think you know, it's like if you trust the system to a certain degree and then you're getting no result from that and you think the right thing to do is, well, okay, I'll go public and see what happens. Well, we're seeing what happened. And him going public is the one thing that changed the story arc. And I think that now you're seeing the result of that. So Jonathan LaCroix is just the latest guy to point out, like, they knew this for a while.
312-644-6767 is the number. John is listening online. He's listening via the radio.com app. Good morning, John.
Hey, you guys. I enjoy you guys all the time. Listen, if we can make this a national story and take the little trophy from the little Afro-Americans in Chicago, and we can let these adults get away with this, I don't care if they did spend the money. They work, set up a payment plan, and make them pay it back. And my last statement is, if this commissioner is part of this and he was in office when this was going on, he need to be fired. We need to step up as a nation and say, we're not going to allow our young kids to see this as an example. People need to be fired. I'll hang up here. What you got to say?
Thanks for the phone call. It's strong. You know, I think that there's a lot of people that would like Rob Manfred to lose his job, but the owners who are watching record revenues aren't among that group, and that's all that matters. So his public approval can be as low as it is, and I think as long as he is doing his job in the eyes of the people that own the Major League Baseball teams, he's going to have job security, right?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm very surprised to a certain extent at how quickly this has turned on him. And he's misstepped, don't get me wrong. But I agree with the caller. If he knew about this and did nothing of it, if this was a complaint that was registered and it was on his desk and he said, hey, go bury this thing, then somebody's got to step up and talk about that as well.
Then
and
he should lose his job. But I just don't think that's going to happen, or else it might have happened already, unless we find out more details and more proof that he tried to conceal this.
Right.
If he tried to actively conceal this, then he should resign immediately.
Right. And I don't know that that's
I don't
the case.
Either.
And I'm not willing to make that leap. But if he did, then no question he should be fired.
I do want to ask you this. And I have said this and we have talked about it. The weight of evidence is so overwhelming, and it's because they granted the players immunity. There's not a player who is disciplined throughout this process because they've been given this amnesty in exchange for information. As many players have come forward like, oh, we knew this. Oh, we knew that. Oh, we saw this camera. We saw that camera. Could they have gotten the same amount of evidence that it would implicate the Astros without granting the immunity? And would that have satisfied more people? Because then you could have punished the players. Then you could have said, okay, Jose Altuve, 82 games. Or whatever.
Right.
Okay, George Springer, just as an example. What bothers people, I think, is that the players that are giving these terrible apologies and showing no contrition are going to be allowed to make a living, really good way to make a living, and to continue to play without any punishment. And I get why, but do you think they could have done this without granting the sort of immunity that we're talking about all the time?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I think that initially my feeling was, oh, no, you had to go to the players and you had to let them know that they would not be punished and everything would be fine and, you know, all the rest of it. You cut that deal, and we see that happen in the legal system. It makes sense if someone's involved in a crime that they're going to want to make sure that they're not busted for it, and they'll help you get to the bottom line of who was running the crime or who wasn't. But I think the extent of it, now that we know the extent of it, I think that they could have, in retrospect, gone to a few people and cut a deal with a few that would have gotten them many. Now, that would be a wildly unpopular thing.
And wildly unpopular.
I don't know that they knew how advanced it was. As you heard LaCroix saying, the idea that you can get a computer code that will study tape and break down and know exactly what the signs are, that's a different level.
It's unbelievable.
The idea of you using cameras,
advantage.
And it's an unbelievable level.
But let me be a little cynical here.
Sure.
Okay, and this is maybe the reporter kind of antenna, like, you know, what did they want to know? They didn't want to know.
Oh, they didn't want to know anything.
So if you are chasing a story, you're trying to unearth information, if you're an investigator, you're going to exhaust every resource and talk to everybody who could potentially, oh, I saw that camera there. Oh, I got this there. And you're writing everything down, and you're doing the job as well as you possibly can. But
yeah, they made a decision not to punish the players before they knew the extent of the cheating.
But they didn't even know the extent of the cheating, because how hard did they try to find out?
No, they didn't try at all.
There wasn't in their advantage to get to the bottom of this in a way that Mike Fiers felt like, okay, I'm not satisfied with the extent that you're looking into this, so I'm going to go public and embarrass you because you deserve to be embarrassed.
Right. Yeah.
Because this is a story that's too important to ignore to the extent that you're ignoring it. And I think what bothers me now more that we hear about it.
But I think you're right. I think that the conclusion to watching this unfold is that they didn't really want to know what was going on.
Exactly.
They didn't really want to punish anyone. And now the horse has gotten out of the barn. And everybody now realizes the extent of it, and the fact that you blamed a general manager and a manager and two other managers lost their job over it, and that's the extent of it?
So let's go back to the phone call that started this segment. So,
and Jim Crane knew nothing.
Oh, sure.
Let's clarify that.
Clearly he knows nothing.
He knows nothing about PR.
The caller said that Rob Manfred should lose his job. And we have said that, well, short of anything else coming out, we'd like to see him resign. He doesn't deserve to keep it, but the owners, he keeps making them money, $10.7 billion in profits. All those things are true. But here's what I wonder. Is there anybody now within Major League Baseball or within the ownership group in Major League Baseball that has documentation that Rob Manfred knowingly concealed this investigation or hampered it in a way that would force him to resign?
Let's really get to the heart of the matter. Do you think that the owners and Major League Baseball turned a blind eye to the steroid era?
Yes.
That they wanted no part of that story and didn't care about it?
I think there were some people that were definitely party to that.
And it helped the popularity of the game, yeah?
Without question.
So now we expect them to suddenly try to put the genie back in the bottle?
Well, I think the only difference...
Because that's the same thing.
That's a really good question. It's a similar thing. I don't know if it's the same thing, because the steroid advantages were enjoyed by people on every team. Every team benefited from having their best power hitter maybe juicing up before the game and hitting 45 homers that year. This was a singular episode with an isolated, maybe one team, one method, one scheme in play here. If everybody were, you know, party to this, maybe. But I think that
because... But it's the same church, different pew, David, because they knew that there was this thing was far-reaching tentacles, and they didn't want to know. They wanted to... Listen, this happened, and then it happened again. You got not one, but two World Series, two different teams.
True. It benefited the Astros, but the bad publicity would harm everybody. So that might have motivated them to kind of like... I don't want to know anything. What I don't know can't hurt me. So they said, turn a blind eye, a deaf ear, however you want to phrase it. But yeah, I think it was in their best interest probably not to want to get to the bottom of this. At least that's the way some people might have viewed it.
Yeah, I have nothing but suspicion for Major League Baseball.
Well, why would you think anything otherwise, right, given what we've found out in the last 3 weeks?
And given what we knew going into the last few weeks from the steroid era. So I, you know, again, they all should resign, right? You should strip the owner of his franchise. That would send a message to everyone.
Clearly.
But he has nothing to do with it.
It doesn't seem like he's going to be held accountable at all.
No.
No.
It's crazy. All right, we're gonna bring in Dan and Connor. Oh, no.
No.
Connor's not working today. Who is in?
I saw a tall guy walking through the hallway.
Will Perdue.
Jose Altuve.
He's not a tall guy. Will Perdue is a tall guy, and we'll talk to Will and Dan next. It's Mully and Hall on the Score.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.